Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru / motorcycle something.
Stunt devil himself.
Makes Evel Knievel look tame.
I just make
Evel Knievel look good. Shout out to our homie Trevor in Knoxville, Tennessee.
That's right. Our buddy Trevor, friend of the show. The coolest guy. He's fixing to be a daddy again.
That's awesome. Congratulations, man.
I tried telling him cable television is so much cheaper than the route you're going.
Yeah.
I mean, all these youngins running around. You got to feed them. But
he is a good dad.
And he's building an El Camino.
Yes. And he's got a...
He's going to need something with a truck bed to haul all them kids around.
He's got an Evo, don't he?
Yeah, he's in the Mitsubishis, too.
Yeah.
Which is a weird cross.
That is a weird cross.
From Mitsubishi Evo
to El... It's a long bridge between.
From Mitsubishi to Mullet Machine.
That's cool.
And one hell of a graphic designer.
Yes, very.
So, we've got Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel, / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Now that all the introductions are done, we're talking about motorcycles this week. And, you know, we're talking about how the transition of bikes. Like when we were in high school, everybody had a sport bike. Everybody wanted a GSXR or CBR or what was the other one? A Ninja.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you had those guys.
Yeah. Yamaha had what? YZ R1.
YZ. Well, then you had the R6, R1.
No. Yeah, man, well, R6. Maybe White at the end.
You know, that Suzuki Katana, because everybody wants one of those. I actually saw one of those today. The Katana. So it looks kind of like a sport bike. But it really ain't a sport bike.
It was Joe Repair had that marbleized red Katana with gold wheels. He brought that thing over and he got it. I'm just like, God bless you, buddy.
One step above a scooter.
It's a motorcycle, I guess, but it's...
That's it.
It's like, it's the sport bikes with like a Suzuki Savage is. To cruiser bikes, you know.
It's like getting a Toyota Corolla Type S.
I mean, it's like my credit wasn't quite good enough for a GSXR, so I got this here Katana. You know.
We can put you in this.
Yeah, not.
It's like, not well, no, no, he'll put you in it. We put you on it.
Or on it, yeah.
Like the common thing, if Harley Davidson made airplanes, would you ride in it or on it?
I don't think I'd do either, but
given Harley Davidson's track record, I don't think I'd want to be flying on one.
No, I'm with you, and I have a bunch of Harleys, but I'm with you on that one.
Well, you should know. You know, I mean,
we were talking about that at this past Saturday over in Chesney, a little town outside of here, had vintage bikes on main. Well, we were walking around, and there was an old panhead there, and I got to talking to the guy or whatever, and he had it for sale. I said, why are you getting rid of your old panhead? He said, well.
Tired pouring oil in it?
He said, it's hard to suicide shift a bike, hold the handlebars, and a quart of oil all at the same time. I said, I'm with you, brother.
It's about the truth.
It is, on them old ones.
I'll never forget. I had a friend of my dad's. He had a bunch of Harleys. And the first time I ever seen this many of them before, but you know the little flat drip pans?
Yep.
You know, they're probably, you know, 3 feet long. About a foot and a half, 2 foot wide. He had one under every bike. And I'm like, what? He said, they're Harleys. Like it's that bad.
When a bowling ball company buys you and your stuff gets better, your motorcycles get better, that's not a good testament.
Well, back in the 70s when the Bowling Ball Company bought them all and all that stuff.
AMF.
Yep, AMF. And but, you know, and then late 70s, Harley bought them back. And, you know, but everybody has financial trouble. I understand that. But now Harley is going to end up, if they continue to go down the track they're wanting to go on and move everything overseas, I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. And I'm a Harley guy, but at the same time, that's American motorcycle.
Yeah,
that's... And if they do that, there's a lot of diehard American guys that ride them. I don't know what's going to happen.
They're going to start riding Victories.
Well, Victories is gone. Victory, oh, really? Yeah, Victory yeah. closed their doors 3.5 years ago now.
Oh, I did not
You got
that.
Indian,
yeah,
and then you got Harley. That's the only two American-made motorcycles.
I didn't know Victory. That yep. shows you how long yeah. I've been away from motorcycles.
Now, what was crazy, I love Victories. I almost bought a Victory about a month before they went out of business, and I am so thankful I didn't, because Victory, when they went out of business, their, I guess, motorcycles just plummeted. I mean, you can't get parts for them. You can't do this. You can't do that. And it's just like, oh, my God, I just saved a little. That would have been a nightmare.
My buddy Tom had one of the first ones. I want to say it was a 2003 where they had inherent transmission problems that mm-hmm. can't be fixed.
Yep.
And that's kind of a big deal. I keep putting a transmission in, it keeps breaking.
Yep. But Victory, towards their end of their career, in the middle, I guess, and they were good motorcycles. They were beautiful motorcycles. They were good motorcycles. But the reason why they closed their doors is they said they just wasn't making enough money.
Is that Polaris?
Well, yeah. Yes. Well, it's okay. Polaris. But it was a...
Is that Polaris?
It was an off...
I'm trying to keep it classy.
It's not a Jaguar. It's a Jaguar.
It's a Jaguar.
But yeah, Harley is talking about closing up shop in the United States and moving everything overseas because of the money... They can get it done.
Hell, all the parts are made overseas anyway.
Not all, but some.
I tell you what, it was my favorite Harley thing is multi-fit parts.
There are some.
That means it fits nothing.
Pretty much. That's one thing I will say with Harley. They, you know, I've had a ton of them, and a lot of the parts, besides like handlebars and controls and stuff, but actual engine parts, you know, you'll have like an Evo. It was around for 3 years. Evo 2 around for 4 years. You know, the 103 around for 3 years, the 106, now they're up to a 111. But them parts, that's a short window of motor parts that you can put together to make something work. And but like the Evo 2, I've never had the 111, but I've had a 103 and a 106. But I tell you, I think the Evo 2 was probably the best motor Harley ever made. And they
I
knew
have
it.
No idea what he just said.
Well, motorcycle
this
people.
Is what like Charlie Brown's teacher.
Okay,
I'm going with Kobe.
Break it down
on this
for
one.
Me.
Let's put it this way.
I concur.
A Evo 2 is like the 300 straight six. You can't kill it. You know, that's pretty much how it bases around. Where like a 106 is like a 350. You know, but an Evo
ain't
2
ain't no wrong no 350.
I mean. No, but the 111 they're having some problems with, but. They say because they're trying to cut
tread lightly, or ain't no Rono tree fitty.
But what's crazy? Okay, let's take this for instance: the new Corvette, a $60,000 sticker price, a brand new 2019 Road Glide Elite, $48,000,
and it don't even have heated seats.
It does.
It doesn't have a roof.
It don't have a roof, but it have heated seats, heated handle grips.
Does it have train wheels?
No train
wheels. Anti-stability control?
No. Does it? This is a legit question. Does it do 0 to 60 in under 3 seconds?
Probably. I don't know what it will do.
I'd be shocked.
But it's man, they're fast. I mean, them big old 116s on them things are quick. They are.
When I had my Saturn Sky Redline with DDM tune and some other parts, I had a buddy, Steve, and he had this fat boy that was built up. I used to whip that thing's ass in my Saturn every time I saw him.
Do you realize how bad that sounds when you say that? Not even the cursing part. You're talking about a Saturn. No, I ain't worried about that. The Saturn.
Yeah, man.
In my Saturn. Do you know how wrong that sounds?
I would rock that Harley every way but loose every time that I saw him.
All right, well, let's rock some commercials right now, and you need to think about what you said.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Look like the Hot Rods. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking about motorcycles this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Hot
right
Rods
here on 106.3 WORD.
/ numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What is happening up in Dover, Delaware?
It's a hopping town.
It is, man. Big Hot Rod scene in Dover.
In Dover.
I don't know that.
I'm not sure.
There's hot rods everywhere, man.
It is. It's kind of a speaking of hot rods everywhere, we're going to take a motorcycle break for a second. Guess who I got to talk to today?
Who?
My buddy Sam Hart, all the way in the UK.
Oh, what's
the... It tickles me when Sam calls, he texts me first to warn me that he's going to call.
Well, it's because it's probably like 4 in the morning.
And he goes... Well, they're 5 hours ahead of us.
Oh.
But he goes, I'm going to, and I read his text in his voice. But he says, hey, mate, I'm about to call you. And then literally as soon as I get done reading it, the phone rings. And the phone number, you know, Sam pops up. And I said, what's going on, Sam? He goes, how are you, you legend? I said, I'm doing good, Sam, doing good. Just got your text. He says, good. I just want to make sure you weren't busy. I said, well, glad, good thing it wasn't, but okay. What's going on? He goes, I've got some exciting news. And I said, what's that? He's got his charger on the road, his Fast and Furious charger.
Like legally? Like
on the NASCAR frame.
What do they call it there?
The NAS charger.
Yeah, but like it's MOD or whatever their department of.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how legal it is.
Okay.
But they're driving it.
It works. All right.
Yeah, and he actually sent me a video of it. And considering this is radio, I don't have to worry about nobody seeing it. But it is pretty killer, and it will be debuted at SEMA in the Pipes exhaust booth.
That'd be awesome.
That's cool. Like, I'm stoked, and because like I was in London while it was being built.
Right.
And you're there, you know. So, matter of fact, the frame just came out of paint.
Came together quick.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say. I thought that was like gonna be borderline just getting it done by the time of SEMA, but they got a.
Over at Hardo Garage, there ain't no play in their game.
No,
there's no play in their game. That's how they roll.
And when you're building something for SEMA, you're going to make sure that it's right by the time SEMA rolls around.
So that's kind of cool there. So I think that's going to be that's definitely going to be cool. And you know, I think I'm going to try to con Sam into taking me on SEMA cruise in Dominic's Charger.
That would be cool. I was going to do a wheelie
in the NASCAR chassis.
You're going to ride the back bumper?
You're going to put it on the bumper? But anyway, so back to your normally scheduled programming of motorcycles. I just feel left out. I feel like the fat kid at prom by the punch bowl right now because Kobe's got all these cool motorcycle stories. All I got is I fell off and broke my leg. Like, you know what I mean? I'm that guy. You know what I mean? Like, my mom's like, told you not to get one. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's...
I broke my shoulder 10 years ago.
Exactly. Me and Richard talking like we were in the war, in the big war together. And Kobe's like, yeah, I was popping wheelies and picking up chicks.
Yeah, Kobe's in combat. I fell out of a helicopter.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Kobe's like, you know.
Well, you're talking about chicks. Us old heads, we meet and have dinner at K&W, a little cafeteria around here before coming to the studio.
Thought y'all did that at Hardee's.
Not the place to pick up chicks.
No. Me and Rob eat dinner at K&W a lot of times before coming here. Well, right. We're coming up Woodruff Road. Well, there was 4 metric bikes. Okay, the motorcycle world knows what a metric bike is. But for you guys, it is a Suzuki, Kawasaki, Honda.
It's a Japanese-made motorcycle.
It's a Japanese motorcycle. Okay.
But it's a metric bike. Well, then there's the one Harley amongst them. Now, he has a temporary new-bought tag on the back. And 3 of the metric bikes didn't have women on them. The other 2 metric bikes had big, I would say pretty ugly women. The one Harley guy, he was ugly as all get out, but had a good-looking girl on the back. So that goes to tell you, a Harley will pick up chicks.
Yeah, it will pick up chicks, but I'm going to tell you something. I would challenge any Harley with a Corvette.
That's a good
burner. I think the vet will take it, especially when you got the right man piloting the vet. And I'm not saying necessarily I'm the right man, but I'm saying if I was going to pick the man, it would be me.
Well, I would still say the Harley will get more women.
Not saying it's Rob Pitts, but it's Rob Pitts.
It's Rob Pitts.
Okay, now let's go with this one. Harley Davidson Greenville has bike night. There is what? Several, let's say 500 women there.
Okay. Yeah. And there's 500 motorcycles.
Okay. Corvette show. Kiwi. I seen three old ladies.
I don't know, man. I saw a couple chicks.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Apparently, you weren't looking at the dock.
Well, we were looking at the dock.
You
were
focusing on the right thing.
That was separate from the Corvette show. Right, that was Yoga 101.
I've got you. The motorcycle can pull up at the Corvette show. He won't get a second look. I could pull up to bike night in my 1969 Corvette with a Baldwin Motion hood tucking 20s rattling the ground, and I promise you, in the most polite way I could put it for the FCC, a motorcycle wouldn't be the only thing getting rode. I promise you.
Next Thursday for bike night in Anderson, we'll test
that theory. You pull that Corvette. I love it when Patrick wipes the sweat off his brow.
I was going to say, you're testing the FCC.
Oh, boy. We signed that paper.
We signed the paper. We're good.
But.
No, they said I'm good for another year.
It's not a get-out-of-jail-free card. It's saying I know the rules, okay?
It's not that we won't break them, but we know them.
But I'm just saying that's the truth. Yeah. Because the Corvette is going to stick out in the sea of... Because you know why? Because the Harley-Davidson is store-bought. You can customize it. You can put on your bolt-on chrome this, your bolt-on chrome that. I've got my stereo, and you can all listen to cool kid and play riding down the road, and that's super cool. But not C3 Corvette cool. Not Corvette in general cool.
With bolt-on hood and bolt-on rallies?
That hurt.
Just saying.
But that's cold. A classic Corvette.
Just saying.
That was cold.
Okay. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just throwing it out there. And just saying.
No, you know, I'm of the same
No, they're a real pretty car.
I'm Jagger.
Take a vet over a Harley any day. One, I'm not really physically big enough to ride a Harley, so it's kind of a moot.
Do they make a Harley Junior?
It's called a Sportster.
I'm not going to ride an 883.
Hey, you're riding your kid sister's
like
bike?
Like my sister or something.
Does that thing have tassels all the
time? I tried to ride Tom's Victory one time, man, and like I couldn't lean over the gas station or the gas tank. And I was like, dude, I can't. Like I'm not long enough. Like I can't. There's no way I can ride it.
That's my logic with it. Like I don't know. I love the guys that I've cruised a lot in my life. And I've noticed that the motorcycle guys, that's when they got you. It's like cruising downtown or something. They're cool guys. That's when they got you.
Yep.
The reason I think the vet would do good at a bike meet is because you're going to stick out.
You would.
All right, guys. Well, I'll tell you what is sticking out. It's this commercial break and Patrick waving his arm saying we got to take it. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio as always. We have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Man, we are on segment 7 of a show about motorcycles, and this just occurred to me. How about shout out to Sturgis, South Dakota?
That's what I'm screaming.
What's going on right now?
Well,
it starts tomorrow.
That's a wild place.
My understanding is that it's a town where 51 weeks of the year, nothing happens.
You're exactly right. There's population. I want to say at one point when I was out there a few years back, it was like 160-something people all year around, and then on one given week, 100,000 pour in there, a couple hundred thousand, whatever it is.
So, I mean, how does a town support this kind of crowd?
They build it.
Budget the rest of the year.
You know, like what they do is they make all their money. Literally, there's several ranches like the J Ranch and stuff like that. These are big cattle ranches. They open them up. They put pavilions out there. They've made, you know, tent camping. They've made RV camping and all the bathhouses and entertainment stuff.
Bathhouses?
Well, yeah, so you can go
take a shower. It's not like those kind of bathhouses.
No, where you can go take a shower and stuff, like trailers that have showers and stuff in them. But anyways.
Fair question.
Well, for that given week, now just to go tent camping, you're going to spend almost $200 a night.
What?
I'm serious.
To sleep in a tent?
To use their property to sleep in a tent, you're going to spend about $200 a night.
What?
It is insane.
It better come with
the
bathhouse.
How much does it cost to go to the bathhouse?
Believe it or not, it's $5.
All right, I think I'd just stay there.
But anyways, that's how they make their money. And all the bars and stuff that are there, you know, they bring in girls from all over the country to come host this, and they do it. And they make millions upon millions in 1 week to make it through the year.
Yeah, you budget.
That's it. Well, a lot of these guys don't even live there. They just own land there, and they've built it up to do this.
Though, I mean, and it's neat. I'll tell you something, and I'm not even a motorcycle guy. I know it's hard to imagine, but I'd like to go to Sturgis. I think I would do good there. Like, I don't think I would get in a fight instantly.
Not instantly.
Hey, listen here, evil. Let me tell you something.
No, I wouldn't say instantly. But,
hey, Scooter.
But that right
nobody
there,
likes it when you call him Scooter.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That one just gets him every time.
That 300-pound drunk biker guy that you just called Scooter snatches you up by your ear.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you something. This ear is connected to a lot of I can't say on the radio. And I can't stop him from doing it, but I can make him regret the hell out of it. I'm just saying. Proceed.
But yeah.
Scooter.
But they do. They have some, you know, well-known bands at all these places. And believe it or not, if you're an outsider from another campground or whatever, or RV park, and you want to go to their events, it's like a $25 to $100 cover charge just to get in their gates to go see some of their events.
Sounds like we got a racket going.
Oh, yeah.
Like this thing's run by Rob Pitts.
You're gonna spend.
This I'll is the man like, that wants to charge a cover at my own funeral, and you're over here.
Well, I'm telling you, when you go out there, you think you're gonna go out there and.
And I keep talking to 300-pound bikers like that. It probably won't be that long off.
No.
So you get your tickets now.
You will spend.
It's going to be Rob Pitt's Funeral LLC.
You will spend a ton of money out at Sturgis.
We take debit cards.
You got the square.
Yeah. My pallbearers be like, here, swipe. Do you want the receipt emailed to you?
But, yeah, it is pretty cool. Now, Myrtle Beach Bike Week or Panama City Bike Week or Leesburg Bike Week or Daytona Bike Week does not compare to anything like that.
I have been to Myrtle Beach Bike Week before by accident.
I think most people that week usually hit Myrtle Beach by accident.
It was cool, and I was there with my dad. We were playing tennis, a championship that happened. I don't know who scheduled this, but it was during bike week. And, you know, I mean, I'm a gearhead, and my dad's my dad. So, I mean, we had a good time, but made for a little bit more of an interesting tennis trip than most of the ones that we went on. I mean, it was cool. I got to meet some nice.
Interesting. That's an interesting combination of events going on in Myrtle Beach. And I had an interesting one.
I saw
like
15 boobs while I was there.
Just 15.
That's an odd number.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. How do you see? Was there one of them had three boobs or something?
I might have snuck a couple mini bottles on my trip.
So I had an interesting experience on River Beach with this, with multiple events going on one weekend. I went to the Run to the Sun Rod Run, but also the National Cheerleading Championships were going on at the same time. Yeah, that one worked out pretty decent.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
It was a horrible time.
Yeah, being one of the tennis players during bike week wasn't quite as cool.
wearing his little Converse and his little short shorts. I just don't think that blended, Richard. one of the biker girls, hey, you want to get on the back of my hog?
You.
I could see one of the big biker girls, hey, boy, come over here. You want to get on my hog?
Come here, little fella. You want to ride B? No, ma'am.
Oh,
I could see her. Oh. I could see her.
If you can read this, Richard fell off.
You're kind of cute. No, I'm not.
I like those little guys. Here, you can put your tennis racket in my saddlebag.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it hurts.
It does hurt.
It's so funny, though. I love you, Richard. I just want to say that.
But for all your biker guys out there, to me, out of all the bike weeks, Daytona, Sturgis, Myrtle Beach.
That's another town. Daytona's a party town.
It is.
It's a bike. Well, I grew it's up like there. Bike week every week in Daytona.
Yeah, I grew up there, so.
Daytona's just all the weekends. You know,
yeah, it's the weekend. So.
It's a weekend 7 days a week.
They have the prettiest Harley store in Daytona, too.
They do. Believe it or not, though, North Myrtle Beach has them beat now.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, that was like the end-all, be-all of bike shop or Harley stores. Yeah.
Myrtle Beach?
Yes.
Wow.
It's a good size.
They built a three-story. The store at the bottom is all the gifts, like, you know, all your merchandise, apparel. Stuff like that, apparel. Middle is bike sales. On the third is a sports bar.
Do they have bars on the windows?
No.
Surprising.
North Myrtle Beach is
probably like the only place in North Myrtle Beach that doesn't have bars.
No, North Myrtle Beach is the nice area.
I don't know, man. I've gotten robbed there like four times.
Well, because you had a tennis racket.
No, these are
with
different.
With those little shorts on, what do you expect?
Exactly. That biker girl said, come here, boy.
These are different extracurricular activities.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, you got Cherry Grove and all that up there. It's all nice area up there.
Oh, my goodness. That just,
come here, boy.
Oh, stop. My ribs are hurting. I can't laugh.
That tennis racket?
Ooh.
You didn't beat her off with the tennis racket?
You smack her with it. Help. Ew. But.
They do. They have a really nice three-story. When you're up there at the sports bar, you can actually see the ocean and all that. It's real pretty.
That's cool.
It's a cool.
That's what I'm saying. You see the ocean, seeing people getting mugged, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, see a little Richard going by.
Getting robbed at knife point.
Actually, Myrtle Beach has actually been voted like one of the roughest places in the state now.
It is. There's some places in North Myrtle that aren't very nice.
Yeah. There's Myrtle Beach in general. And it was sad because that was a big vacation capital, especially for people in the Southeast.
I could tell you some stories about North Myrtle, but I'm not going to on the air because, again, we did just – do the FCC claims.
Yeah, exactly. It's not friendly.
No.
It's not friendly at all.
Now, North Myrtle Beach, South Myrtle Beach, all Myrtle Beach in general, like you say, it is ranked one of the dangerous places in the
continent.
Yeah, whatever it is now. But
North America.
But out of all the bike weeks I've been to, I've been to
the world.
I've been to Maggie Valley runs in Boone and, you know, Tennessee and all them.
Maggie Valley.
Believe it or not, the prettiest and nicest bike rally to go to is Panama City.
Well, the grass is green and the girls
are
pretty.
I would bet that Boone's up there also. I think that would probably be a really
it is fun,
pretty laid back.
I drank a lot of Boone's Farm when I was in Myrtle Beach.
But it ain't as big up in Boone. It ain't a huge rally, but it's a good one. But
Maggie Valley's a big rally.
It is. It's pretty big. But Panama City is absolutely, hands down, the nicest. I mean, it's...
Interesting. I mean, that's the thing, though. The rallies are so big. It blows my mind. Like, even compared to, car shows, they don't have car shows like bike rallies are.
Well, you can put more bikes in a venue.
I guess so. I guess so, guys. I'll tell you what, we can't put any more time in this segment. We need to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on, Jackson, Mississippi?
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone? Oh, my stomach is hurting. We've been laughing
so hard. Off the break, you guys have missed out because Richard filled us in on his North Myrtle story. That was a good one.
It was.
Hearing a story about
it wasn't.
It's good on our end.
Yeah, on our end.
It was a rough night.
There was no tennis shorts involved in it, but he did get robbed.
Yeah, it was good. So, talking about motorcycles.
I got a little theory. Well, not really a theory, but kind of a pet peeve as a motorcycle rider.
As a motorcyclist?
Yes. Dogs. Well, yeah, they bite the hell.
Being bit by a dog.
On a motorcycle, that's not a good thing. But anyways.
And Hot Rods and Happy Hour brought to you by the ASPCA.
That just happened, about a month or two ago? Yeah. I got attacked on a motorcycle by a dog. But there's, K&Ms, and there's slingshots and all this little.
Yeah, do you think they should wear helmets?
I don't even think they should be around, personally. I understand the Can-Am part. I do. The Can-Ams, I have rode them, and they are phenomenal little vehicles. I call them vehicles. I wouldn't call them a motorcycle. Jet ski with three wheels. I mean, they do have awesome little motors that are in the helicopters and all that stuff. They're fast or fun. But the slingshot, when you have two bucket seats and all this stuff, to me, that is not a motorcycle.
A floor shifter.
Exactly, radio, vents, the whole nine yards, little roof that pops up and all this stuff. That is not a motorcycle. You got windshield wipers, you got the whole nine yards. That is a car. Why register them as a motorcycle? And that's how they're registered. They're registered as a motorcycle. They are not a motorcycle whatsoever.
It's funny you bring that up because a couple of years ago there was a company called Elio that was going to make the three-wheeled vehicle, but the biggest, roadblock for them was in all 50 states making sure that a three-wheeled vehicle could be viewed as a car and not a motorcycle to elude helmet laws. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure they went belly up. So
yeah, they were. Either. That was the company that was online taking people's money for their pre-orders.
Yeah, like Tucker, except that I don't think they were really building cars.
I don't think Elio ever made anything. Like Pep Boys was supposed to sell them. Remember, that was the big thing.
I followed them. I was going to buy one. This is when I had the Challenger and, I was showing it. I'll buy one of these things, drive it to work. But, they just kind of stopped talking about them.
Yeah, they just kind of took everybody's $1,500 and went away.
Now they're on American Greed. But
no. Elio Car Company.
But yeah, slingshots to me, and they are huge. I mean, they actually have their own little rallies. They have their own little clubs and all that stuff. But they're not a motorcycle.
That's a car.
I mean, they're 8 foot wide. You know, I mean, not quite 8 foot, but they're wide. They're as wide as a car. They're almost half the length of a car. They're a car.
They when have you, a Ford four-cylinder engine exactly. with a five-speed transaxle.
And you got a seatbelt and windshield wipers. It's a car. How do you register that as a motorcycle? And these guys really get upset when you call them a car. The people that own them, they're like, I've done it before. I'm like, that's a pretty cool little car. It ain't a car. It's a motorcycle. No, it ain't a motorcycle, dude.
It's not a motorcycle.
But they
hey, think how do you feel about trike bikes?
They're wrong.
I do like trikes. I built a trike about 5 years ago, that silver one. You know, it was a bagger. Well, I made it into a stretched out bagger with a big wheel on it. But I put 17 inch wide torque thrust on the back, tires and stuff. It was like more of a hot rod trike. It was cool. I do like trikes. They're a lot of fun to ride. To me, they're dangerous compared to a motorcycle.
Why do you think, why are they dangerous?
To me, they don't turn that good. I mean, you like on a motorcycle, you lean in the corner and you go. Well, these things, you got to steer them more or less. And
you ever ride a Honda three-wheeler?
Yeah, exactly. Same
I'm
thing.
With you there.
Same
I'm with
thing.
You.
Same concept. Pretty much the same concept.
Now that's why they quit making them.
Yeah. You fall on your head.
So that's why they did it. The yeah, that's probably not a good idea. I love like the old school trikes.
I do.
You ever drove a motorcycle with a sidecar?
Yes, actually, my buddy, I drove one Saturday. Matter of fact, this past Saturday,
I rode one.
My
buddy, how does the bike handle with that? Is it trike-ish too, or is it?
No, it's fine as long as you got weight over there. If you don't have weight over there, it's a little different. See, he bought one a couple years ago, and he rode with us to Vintage Bikes on Main. Well, I was like, I've never rode one with a sidecar. And I said, I'm gonna take this thing for a spin. He's like, go ahead. And it's weird when you go left with it because the little sidecar comes up. Now, when you go right, you have to literally lean really hard, like, because there's no weight over there. You have to lean really hard to get it to go right. It's totally different than anything you'll ever ride. But he actually has I think it's a 95 Harley Road King with a factory Harley sidecar. It came from the factory with a sidecar.
Really? That's
yep.
Very cool.
It was a police edition from somewhere up north. Wherever it was up north, they actually ordered several. I think he said something like 150 of them for motorcycle brigade type thing for the police department with a sidecar. I guess they put the, I don't know if their partner was in the sidecar or that's where they put the Captivi in the sidecar. I don't know, but it was like his is still black and white, and it you can see where the police stickers was on it. It's got the red button, police red button on it and everything.
That's cool.
Now, the police red button is, that turns off the rev limiter. That bike will go. Yeah.
So that's a little hot rod button.
It is a little hot rod button.
You see, it's got a hot rod button on the motorcycle.
I think every vehicle should have a hot rod button.
I agree wholeheartedly, Professor. I think every vehicle should get, except for FJs.
Yeah. I mean, let's be realistic.
I mean, there's no hot rod there to begin with, but so, you know what I'm saying?
It is what it is.
You know what I mean? It's not a real live rootin' tootin' hot rod. Although, it's been a good show.
It has.
It's been a good show talking about motorcycles. Yeah. I actually thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, of course, everybody knows now that I'm huge motorcycle guy, but
well, I mean, you know, there's you know worse that. Things. There's worse things. You
know,
could
be
I mean?
A Dodge owner.
Oof.
Come on, all right, I'm right here.
Oh, my bad. I didn't see you to my left. I didn't see you to my left.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Did what he said hurt your feelings?
Did it hurt your
really?
Feelings?
Yeah, he insulted my car.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, you get over drive it. A freaking FJ though.
I mean, there's worse.
You
things.
Get over it, okay?
I drive a Murata, son.
I drive a Murata, son. Oh. That's you know, every time I hear the FJ and the Murata talking, you know what it makes me think of?
What's that?
That's so, I'm so lonely. And they're both kind of the same color. You ever thought about that?
They are the same color.
Not. Mine is yellow. His is sand.
It's beige.
But I will give Richard credit. He keeps his wheels clean and polished.
He does. He keeps his tires
clean. All my headlights work.
FJ's dirty.
He said it may not run, but those headlights burn.
It still runs. It runs good. You just can't drive it.
He got a flat tire.
And I need to get my exhaust rerouted.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, well, I mean, now you technically, you've got a Can-Am out of the Murata. It's a three-wheeler.
I'm going to start calling it a motorcycle.
Maybe not a bad idea to wear a helmet in the Murata. Just saying. I don't know. That's a, I think AAA would be more handy, but you know what I mean. No. You know, I'm not going to make fun of the Murata because it puts joy in your heart.
It used to.
It still does.
It will.
I guarantee it will.
It will. That is a nice little car, though. I've rode around in it. I've drove it. It's a cool little car.
I'm telling you. I love it. Guys, I'll tell you what else I love. I've had a great time this show, and I want to thank everybody for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.